Time for news and views this morning here on 97.3 RDB and AM 1400. This morning from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce, we welcome in Executive Director Darren Hornby. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Sunshine and no cares at all, right?
None in our world, no.
That's true. Things are starting to get somewhat back to whatever normal looks like now, with more events here scheduled in the coming weeks, Darren, and throughout the summer. I guess kicking off on Saturday with Fair on the Square.
Yeah, definitely things are picking back up. Fair on the Square, as you know, is put on by DBI, Downtown Business Inc., Downtown Baraboo Inc., and they're a great partner with the Chamber. And this is their event, and they're running with that. And I talked to Mary Holtman yesterday, who is the coordinator for that. And they have 154 vendors this year, which is, right around 150 is what they usually have. So it looks like it's going to be a pretty standard fair on the square, which is great. Obviously, it brings in artists and craft persons from all over Wisconsin. Mainly Wisconsin vendors, she said. In fact, she thought almost all of them were definitely a Wisconsin artist or a craftsperson. Baraboo Children's Museum is going to have an art gallery on the courthouse lawn that day, and there's going to be live music all day from 9 to 12. Jayco will be performing, and Mark Croft from 1 to 4. Kind of the only change, really, as you've seen with some events that have gone on, really kind of the setup for social distancing among the vendors, as well as asking participants to do so as well. All of the vendors will be required to wear masks. They are asking patrons to wear masks. There'll be hand sanitizing stations around, kind of the norm that we've gotten used to over the course of the last year. And so there'll be a lot going on downtown. I think it's going to be a really great, great event, kind of the first event of summer, just the kickoff. And thanks to our friends at DBI for always doing that.
Right. Really, folks are just clamoring, Darren, for some sense of something they can hold on to that, okay, this I like, this I'm used to, and I think we're ready to move on and hopefully have a busy summer in Baraboo.
Yeah, I think it will be. You know, that being the first event is great. We've also got starting up here on May 30th, which will run through October. Every Sunday will be the Sunday market, and that's a kind of a vintage collectible and antique market on the courthouse lawn. So that's a great event that goes all summer, and that's by DBI as well. And then on the 15th, actually the same day as Fair on the Square, we'll launch the Farmers Market, which is kind of a staple in Baraboo for people to get out and support local farmers, as well as enjoy the fresh produce. So that's going to be some good things that are traditional that are kicking back off here and getting us back in that stream of normalcy. The Chamber itself has our golf outing coming up on June 1st this year. So it's a week earlier than normal, but we're excited about having our golf outing. Our shotgun start at noon that day. There are still a few foursomes available, but we are within two of sellout. So it will be a sold-out event again this year, which will be great. We are starting a kind of a new tradition as well. On June 12th, we're going to be hosting a Baraboo disc golf outing. And this is going to be in partnership with the Sauk County Chambers. So our chambers in Spring Green, Reedsburg, and Sauk Prairie. And each community will be hosting an event in June or July. And then the top two teams from each community will go on to play in a tournament championship on August 28th. So really excited about that event. Never done a disc golf tournament in Baraboo. I know the Lions Club has in the past. They weren't doing theirs this year, and so they're working with us on this. It's been great. So really excited to bring that. And then obviously kind of one of our highlights for summer, July 10th and 11th, will be the circus celebration in Baraboo. Instead of the Big Top Parade this year, still with some concern over COVID and 25,000 people packing into downtown, we have kind of revamped that celebration, and it'll be weekend long with trolley tours, on Saturday and Sunday, some live entertainment on Saturday, and a parade of elephants. So fiberglass elephants will be around the community, much as like the cows were in Chicago and Bucky down in Madison. We will have artists that have painted and decorated 15 elephants, and they'll be around the community, and those will remain up all summer long for people coming in and locals to enjoy seeing throughout the summer. On Sunday, the 11th, we are in the works of planning a car show as well for July 11th. So a lot going on in the first early months of summer here between the Chamber and downtown Baraboo, and really looking forward to kind of getting these things kicked off and getting back to normal as much as possible.
Hi, Darren Hornby from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce. Yeah, trying to find some semblance of normalcy. And Darren, last year when all this started to go down, there were fears that businesses would be closing in waves, and that really didn't come to fruition, did it?
Not in Baraboo. I am happy to say it, Thought County as a whole. The chambers, the local chambers in each of the communities really came together and worked together and collaborated on a lot of different projects. One of them, our Safer in Thought campaign, which tried to bring people into the community knowing that we were following protocols in order to keep our staff as well as our guests safe. And really, I mean, everyone was impacted by the pandemic, but I think our businesses really, they weathered the storm, and the outlook is good for a strong tourist season in Baraboo and actually all over the state of Wisconsin. The outlook is good, and I think you're going to see a lot of regional travel as you look towards the summer months. You know, people are still maybe not ready to jump on a plane and travel, so I think you're going to see a pretty busy Baraboo summer.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Darren.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate the time.
Darren Hornby from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce, our guest today. News and Views brought to you by the Oakdale Credit Union.